listening to an episode of Bound by Books, originally broadcast on July 13th, 2015 on WGXC. Enjoy!
Welcome, radio listeners. You're listening to Bound by Books Youth Radio on 90.7 FM, ICRA, Catskill, and Hudson, listener-supported hands-on radio for Green and Columbia counties. I'm Emily. I'm from Hudson. I'm the director of the Hudson Area Library, and I'm an adult.
I'm Ingrid. I'm 15, and I'm also from Hudson.
And we're reunited.
Finally.
It's been so long.
I know. I missed you guys, and I missed Emily.
I missed Ingrid. I didn't miss you guys because I was here, but... radio listeners, but I missed you last week.
Yes.
The past week.
Yes.
Between shows.
And I miss Antonia and Gina.
Yes. We usually are here talking about books with our friends, Antonia and Gina, but summer's been a bit crazy.
So you know.
We've had some weeks where we've had some music shows instead, played some other youth media, but today we're here to talk about books, because that's what we do.
I like books.
Me too.
Reading is fun, usually, except when your teacher... assigns you a really boring book, like, I don't know, The Scarlet Letter, and you have to read it.
Are you not liking that one?
No, I can't even get into it.
That's too bad.
Help me, Emily, help me.
I bet somebody out there likes it, though.
I mean, it's just not my thing.
Yeah. That's the trick with assigned readings, is sometimes you're going to get one that doesn't work for you.
I'm more into, like, vampires and zombies and, you know, killjoys.
Oh, yeah, and you were going to talk about a book that was about one of those things, weren't you?
Yes, ooh.
Ooh.
Oh, which magical creature shall we talk about
this
week?
You said you had a vampire book and a zombie book, right?
Yes.
So whichever you're feeling excited about.
I think I shall do the zombie book because I think that's the least talked about thing that I have on my list. it was called Sick, and I forget who it's by, but I think something with the last name Levine. I was like, hey, did Adam Levine write this book? I think, but it wasn't actually Adam Levine. Anyways, it's kind of like The Breakfast Club meets The Walking Dead. There's this group of kids in this big guarded off high school because there's been like riots and stuff. So there's like a lot of security, big fences. You have to like open a fence to get out of the school and get to your car. It's huge. There's like 9,000 people going to the school. And it starts out with these two kids. Chad and I forget the other guy's name because I haven't read it in like 3 weeks, but Chad and his friend, but his friend is the main character. And basically they're in their drama classroom when this big thing happens, and basically these creatures, their friends, turn into these creatures, and it's really zombie-like. Like, I don't think they ever actually mention it being like zombies, or when they do, they kind of like ward off the idea that it is, but they're essentially zombies, they're friends and everything, and they're trapped in this big high school, and everyone outside is turning into a zombie, and basically they're like holed up in this big theater room, basically, and they're trying to get out, and luckily the main character's mother works for like disease control and everything, so of course he has like the intel and everything, but... And they have to save... Chad wants to save his crush, who is the main character's sister, Mackenzie. And the main character, whose name I wish I could remember, he wants to save his sister Mackenzie's best friend.
Brian.
Brian! His name is Brian! I think it's Lauren or something he wants to save. And...
Laura.
And essentially things don't go down as easily as they probably could, and it's actually really creepy, and I got through it in one day, and this is my second time reading it, and I enjoyed it even more the second time, because in the second time reading it, I got to, like, analyze the characters more, you know? Like, kind of, like, get to know them better, and it was nice. I enjoyed it. A colorful cast, if I may say.
So if you were stuck in the high school with them, who would you save if you could only save one person?
Well, I think they'd have to save me, but,
You're not going to save anyone? Save yourself.
I mean, like, it's not necessarily that, like, you'd have to save someone. There's just a group of survivors stuck in this big box trying to get out, basically, because, like, there's big fences, and, like, you have to, like, climb over the fence. And they're locked from the inside. So you can't just, like, run and push it open. And there's, like, masses of these things.
Ooh.
It's very fun.
Do you ever get a sense of what's going on outside of
school? Like, in the world? The mom, he has a few phone calls with his mom where she's, like, going to other hospitals and looking around and working with people. And they describe to her what's going on. And there's also a scene where it's at the beginning of the book, obviously, before the outbreak happens and they're not in the school yet, where they're at the house and they're watching the TV and there's, like, news stuff going on. And, yeah, it's really good. If you either like The Breakfast Club or The Walking Dead, I recommend it.
Sounds fun.
It's a teen novel, too, so it's not, like, adult-y. Yeah. Stephen King.
I kind of like books that are where you're, like, stuck in one spot, too. But I'm always wondering what's happening on the outside. So it's interesting that you get a little peek.
And I also like this book because it was, like, one day. It's not, like, spread out over, like, 100 years. It's just one day. And it's, like, it seems like when you finish the book, it was, like, a quick adventure or something. It was really nice if you're just, like, looking for something.
Does it have good closure? Like, is it clearly a standalone, or is it... Does it have a cliffhanger?
They could probably make it, give it a sequel, but I don't think it would be a good sequel on how they ended it. They ended it kind of, like, I was convinced and okay with the ending, obviously. Yeah. It was, like, an okay ending. I mean, it was a good ending. I really liked the ending. I wasn't, like, left wanting anything else, but there could be another one. I don't think it would be that good, though.
Interesting. Oh, I looked it up. It's the book that Ingrid's been talking about is called Sick, and it's by Tom Levine. So you got the last name right.
Yes, good I did job. It.
But it's not by Adam Levine.
At least I remembered the last
performance
name.
Performance artist. Cool. I'm glad you enjoyed that. I read, my most recent read was a bit more tame. It's called Wonderful Alexander and the Cat Wings by Ursula Le Guin.
I remember that book.
With illustrations by S.T. Schindler. And Ingrid remembers this book because Ingrid and her mom actually donated a bunch of kids' books to the library recently. And I was sorting through them to decide, you know, which ones to maybe consider for the collection, which ones to, you know, give away to kids, which ones to give to the friends for their book sale room. And I decided that I should read this one before doing
Definitely worthy, even if you're an adult, read
so
it.
So this is from the library collection of Little Ingrid when she was once
Is my name
child.
Somewhere in there? Because when I was it little, is, I wish loved it was. To write my names in my book.
There's a little teeny pencil line on the back, but otherwise it is pretty spotless. You took very good care of your books.
Yay.
But so Wonderful Alexander and the Cat Wings is actually the third book in the Cat Wings series by Ursula K. Le Guin, who's written, she writes a lot of sort of like sci-fi fantasy books, usually not for children this young. This one's sort of like an early chapter book. It's not quite an easy reader, but
there
it's
are
not
quite
but it's
a
small.
Few words there, yeah.
And it's got cute little pictures.
I loved the pictures.
And I first discovered Cat Wings just a few years back. I'd never read them before. And I learned about it and I was like, how did I not know about this book as a kid? Because I was, so, I mean, I'm still obsessed with cats, but I was so obsessed with cats as a kid.
I mean, cats and wings, what could be better?
And I showed it to my mom and my sister and I was like, how did I not read this book as a kid? And they're like, you didn't read Cat Wings? We all read Cat Wings. But somehow I missed it. But Cat Wings is about a bunch of kittens that are born, but they're not normal kittens. They have wings, hence Cat Wings. And so... once they learn how to fly, their mother realizes that if people see them, it's not going to be good for them because they're this strange breed of creature. And so once they learn to fly, she encourages them to fly off and find a safe place to live. So they have some adventures in the woods and eventually find a place where they're safe and loved and cared for.
Wow.
And it's really wonderful. So then I don't know what happens in Cat Wings Returns, the sequel, because I've never read book two.
I don't think I've ever read book two either.
But book three, Wonderful Alexander and the Cat Wings, which is a fantastic title, is about a cat named Alexander, or who's called Wonderful Alexander because he's so great, who's a cat without wings, standard cat, but wonderful.
Of course.
And he decides that he's going to go out on an adventure because he's destined for great things. So he goes out and explores and is chased up a tree, and he's stuck up in a tree. And there's some pretty cute pictures of him stuck up in the tree. I'll show Ingrid because she's here, but you should check out this book.
Those are some realistic kitty pictures.
And while he's stuck up in a tree, he meets one of the cat wings who helps him get down from the tree and brings him home. And I don't want to say the entire book, but he returns the favor. This cat has, like, helped him, so he returns the favor in some way and helps this cat named Jane to deal with her greatest fear.
Oh, not Lady Cat?
Yeah. So it's very cute, and I'm excited that Ingrid donated it to the library because I didn't know this one existed either.
It's fun donating it's so cute. Books.
Yes. So, yeah, so that was my most recent childish read, which was really great. I'm also currently reading an adult book, which is called Damsel in Distress by P.G. Woodhouse, who was my dad's favorite author. I don't know if he still is his favorite author, but he still has his collection of P.G. Woodhouse books. And growing up, we always knew like that was my dad's author. And he's probably best known for his Jeeves and Wooster books, which were made also into TV series. But I chose to start off, this was my first P.G. Woodhouse book, and I chose to start with Damsel in Distress because there's a movie adaptation of it that I watched all the time as a kid growing up and, like, loved it. and I'd heard that the book was very different, and I think that I heard that P.G. Woodhouse wasn't happy with it. So I was curious to see how it's different from the movie, and it is quite different. There's similarities, but there's a lot of... There's, like, different characters that were added to the movies, and the plot doesn't necessarily go in exactly the same order.
So it's, like,
and there's
Jackson.
Less songs in the book.
Oh.
Because the movie, it's an old movie, a black and white film, starring Fred Astaire, Joan Fontaine, and George Burns and Gracie Allen. So it's, like, it's got all this humor in it from George and Gracie. Fred Astaire is pretty funny, too. But then there's all the songs and dances as well. So it's a fun movie. You can borrow it through the library. Ooh.
Who knew?
I did. and the book is also available to borrow through the library. But I haven't finished that one yet. And then I have all these other books I'm really excited about reading this summer.
Oh, man.
I know. I was looking at, I usually read a lot of teen books, but this month there weren't that many teen books that I was personally excited about, but I know other people that would be excited about them. But I do have...
Is that a comic book?
A comic book I'm excited about that is a teen focused comic book. It's the third volume in the Ms. Marvel series.
Oh, yes.
And so these are, the Ms. Marvel series is released as individual issues each month. I believe it's a monthly. And then every few months, several months, they put out volumes. And I haven't started this one yet, but I really loved the first volume, and the second volume is really fun too. And Ms. Marvel is a superhero who has all sorts of different powers, but the newest Ms. Marvel is this young woman named Kamala Khan, who's a young Muslim teenager from Jersey City who sort of gets the power unexpectedly, so it's pretty early still in her sort of taking on that mantle of Ms. Marvel, so she's still like figuring out her powers. And this one looks like it has sort of a love theme to it, which is interesting. It says, love is in the air in Jersey City as Valentine's Day arrives. Kamala Khan may not be allowed to go to the school dance, but Ms. Marvel is, well, sort of, by crashing it in an attempt to capture Asgard's most annoying trickster. Yep, it's a special Valentine's Day story featuring Marvel's favorite charlatan, Loki. And when a mysterious stranger arrives in Jersey City, Ms. Marvel must deal with a crush. Because this new kid is really, really cute. What are these feelings, Kamala Khan? Prepare for drama, intrigue, romance, suspense, punching things, all this and more. Woohoo!
So is it like a new person is Ms. Marvel every time?
No, but every once in a while there's like a new person that takes on.
Does the other person lose it after that, or...
I don't know that much about the history of Ms. Marvel.
Or are there, like, tons of Ms. Marvels everywhere? Does every town have a Ms. Marvel?
No, I think
Marvel?
It's sort of, like, over time. Somebody else takes it on. So you know how Thor is now? There's a woman that is now Thor? Sort of like that.
Oh, I like Chris
I know
Hemsworth.
The spoiler of who Thor is, but I'm not going to say.
You know who's playing?
I know who the woman is underneath the gear.
Oh.
I learned.
Where did you learn?
From the internets.
I shall have to Google it.
But I want to read those. I haven't read the female Thor yet. But
I hope she's
good.
Cool.
So another book that I'm excited to read is an adult book. I've been really wanting to find a good scary story recently. And I've tried a couple and just not, it hasn't worked out. But this one sounds promising. It's called House of Echoes. It's by Brendan Duffy. I'll read the description for it. Ben and Caroline Tierney and their two young boys are hoping to start over. Ben has hit a dead end with his new novel. Caroline has lost her banking job, and 8-year-old Charlie is being bullied at his Manhattan school. When Ben inherits land in the village of Swanhaven in a remote corner of upstate New York, the Tierneys believe it's just the break they need, and they leave behind all they know to restore a sprawling estate. But as Ben uncovers Swanhaven's chilling secrets and Charlie ventures deeper into the surrounding forest, strange things begin to happen. The Tierneys realize that their new home isn't the fresh start they needed, and that the village's haunting saga is far from over.
Oh, man.
I like that it's set in upstate New York.
I love
although
it.
I don't know if it's... I don't know if Swanhaven's a real place or not. I have to look it up.
I like it when they don't base it on, like, real places, but they have, like, locations that are, like, close to you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, Orange is the New Black is, like, in New York. And I know it's not, like, close to Hudson, but I'm like, yeah, I know where they're talking about.
Somewhere up here. Who knows? Yeah.
Scary books are so much fun because they're, like, genuinely, like, you still have the suspense of, mm-hmm. like, a movie or something, and it's, like, just as scary. Like, I can read a scary book and be just as afraid to, like, lay in the dark when mm-hmm. I'm going to bed as when I'm watching a scary movie.
Yeah. Yeah, I've read some, like, sort of scary stories recently, but they didn't, like, really capture me in the way that, like, the best scary stories I've read have.
They have to be, like, well done.
Mm-hmm.
Like, even the Sick book, it scared me a little. Like, I went to bed and I was like, are those zombies I hear down there? I get frightened by zombies. Although they're my favorite thing, but...
yeah. I actually have one other book that I started reading. I forgot. So each summer, our library participates in the Battle of the Books, which is this trivia battle for kids entering grade 6 to 9. And so there's different libraries throughout the library system. Our library system is 66 different libraries.
Really?
So not that many libraries participate, but
a
number of libraries throughout the system, Dutchess, Ulster, Putnam, Greene, and Columbia counties, have teams. And the teams each read these 8 books over the summer. And then in the fall, we have a trivia battle about the books. And so our team has started practicing for September, and we started reading this book called Okay for Now by Gary Schmidt. And it was one of these books that I'd heard about it for a long time and I'd heard it was very good, but something about the description just never pulled me in.
Yeah.
It seemed like it's historical fiction that's set around the time of the Vietnam War, or during the Vietnam War. And it's this young man who lives with his parents and one of his brothers, his other brother's off at war. And they end up moving upstate to a real place, Marysville, which is outside of Syracuse. And when he first moves into Marysville, he's kind of wandering around, is not happy about the place and is kind of feeling kind of crummy about his new home. And then he sees this young woman like running into this big marble building and follows her in. And it's the library. Woo!
Of course, follow the pretty young lady.
And he goes up to like the second floor of the library, and there's this strange room where there's not much in the room, but there's this big glass case in the middle that has a book in it that's lying open. And he looks in it, and it's image of Audubon. So it's like birds, these beautiful birds in this book on display. And he just kind of gets like mesmerized by these birds. And I don't know what happens next, because that's how far we got. But it's...
Do you read them together?
We did. We did. I called it story time for big kids. I was like, let's read to each other. It'll be fun. Because I think it's a nice way to kind of make sure we're hearing some of the stories. And get sort of a taste for it. And I really liked it. Like the writing is really well, it's really well done. Like, you get a really good sense of his character. So it's told from the perspective of the main character. So I want to read more. The downfall of the book, though, is that it has long chapters.
Oh, God.
And I like my chapters short.
I don't like them so short that there's a new chapter, like, every one or two pages, but I like it short enough so it's, like, 5 or 6 pages.
Yeah. These were more, like, 20.
Because then it's like, okay, I'm going to read one more chapter, and I'm not, like, disappointed with just 2 pages, but it's, like, enough to where I'm like, okay, time to go to bed.
Mm-hmm. One cool thing about the book, though, is it does have, so, like, he sees this image in the book.
Mm-hmm.
And that image is at the front of the chapter. So presumably, each chapter has images in it, so presumably each chapter he, like, sees a new image.
That is
fun. That's fun.
See, I like books more when they're from first person rather than third person, but also lately I've been kind of into third person, because The Coldest Girl in Coldstown was in third person, and I don't know, that really got me into third person.
What's that one about?
Vampires.
And doesn't it have something to do with, it's by Holly Black?
Yes.
Right? And it's a teen book?
Yes.
And does it have something to do with reality TV too?
Yeah, it does.
Okay.
It's like, there's this like big bad vampire in one of the Coles towns, which is where like the infected people who have like the vampirism in them go. And he has this big TV show where he has these big balls and parties, and it's lovely. Really good visual book if you like visualizing things. It's funny because I read it twice, and the first time I read it, I had this like clear idea of what the cold town looked like in my head. And the second time I read it, I had like the same exact image in my head. So it was like already set up. Huh. I knew what I was like looking at.
How often do you read books? Like repeat reads?
Oh, I can almost never do that. But like, I've only repeat read like 3 books in my life, I think.
And you've talked about 2 of them today.
Yes. Third one is for another time when I haven't read a book.
Yeah, I don't reread books very often, aside from kids' books. And every once in a while I'll do, like I read Animal Farm again, because I'd read that as a teen and then wanted to read as an adult. So every once in a while there's something like that where it's like I read it long enough ago that I'll reread it.
Yeah. But. Yeah, I mean, I read these books like a year ago, but like the Percy Jackson books would take me a little more to reread just because I was like so into them when I did read them.
Mm-hmm. Do you always enjoy it the second time with these 3 books?
I mean, I really enjoyed it the second time. I went right through them. I mean, during exams, I just sat there because I finished before everyone else, and I went to the cafeteria, and I just sat there, and I just read, and I read. And it was quite satisfying.
Interesting. So do you have anything you're planning to read this summer that you're excited about?
Well, I'm not really
after
excited.
Scarlet Letter is done.
Maybe I would reread the book The Program. And I don't know. Did James Patterson come out with a new Maximum Ride?
He did.
I thought he had finished Maximum Ride Forever, maybe. He said he had, like, finished the series. And
lies.
Then I was, come on. The ending was pretty good.
Yeah, I haven't heard from anyone if they enjoyed it or not, so. Maybe you'll be the one to check it out and tell me.
Yes, I must read more about Iggy.
Your friend.
Oh, shout out to my friends at camp. Thanks for listening.
Aw.
Yeah, they're listening for me.
At Latvian camp or a different camp?
Latvian camp.
Ingrid goes to Latvian camp every summer.
I'm excited. I'm really excited. And that's why I won't be here for 2 weeks in 2 weeks.
We'll miss you.
I'll miss you too.
Well, but we're about out of time for today. So thanks to Ingrid for joining me again.
You're welcome.
And thanks to everyone for listening. We'll be back to talk about some more books. In the meantime, happy reading. Have a great week.
रात के ढाई बजे कोई शहनाई बजे दिल का बाजार लगा ढीला तक पाई बजे तक